Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
So, today we're marking basically a very special occasion. I call it a landmark episode of this show because it will be the first one that we actually have to mark in Apple Podcasts as explicit. It's not because I'm going to curse. I don't curse very often, and I never curse online. Just part of my thing, I guess. But we're focusing on Aubrey Huff, and he does have a tendency to curse from time to time. He lets his feelings be known, and those feelings are often include vulgar language. Again, I'm not a prude. I don't have a problem with it myself. I just choose not to say it, which does help to keep the explicit warning off of our podcast. Well, today's show will have an explicit warning because what Aubrey Huff said did include a couple of foul words, and that's perfectly fine because his message to Major League Baseball, to fans, to professional sports in general, is one that needs to be heard. Let's go straight to the former Major League slugger and world champion, Aubrey Huff. Stand by.
America's pastime has officially gone woke, led by none other than the social justice warrior champion San Francisco Giants. I'm sure a lot of you have already seen that several of their players, including their manager Gabe Kapler, knelt for the national anthem yesterday in Oakland, California. You know, Gabe, if you cared as much about wins as you did about social justice warriors points, you'd be a hell of a lot better manager. I'm sick of this shit. You know, I just got off the phone with the current player, and he told me that Major League Baseball is giving every player the option of wearing a Black Lives Matter patch on their jersey for the remainder of the season. He obviously doesn't want to wear one. He just wants to play baseball. He's not a politician. He's not a social justice warrior. Shame on you, Major League Baseball, for putting players in this position, because if they choose not to wear it, they're going to be automatically deemed a racist, even though the Black Lives Matter organization is a terrorist organization. You know, black lives do matter, but the organization is a terrorist organization. Look it up. You know, fans just want to go to sporting events. They want to watch their favorite athletes play. Sports used to be a distraction from the outside world, the politics, the social justice warrior stances, the riots, the looting. They don't want to be reminded of watching a game and what they're trying to escape every time they watch a game by seeing social justice warrior stances, Black Lives Matter patches, whatever. Now I know why so many players across Major League Baseball have opted out of the 2020 season. It has nothing to do with COVID-19. And I was heavily criticizing a lot of these players for opting out. But now I get it. They didn't want to have to answer media questions every single day about whether or not they're going to kneel for the anthem. You know, it's time to hit these entitled, whiny social justice warrior athletes where it hurts. And unfortunately, it's going to hurt a lot of really good sports figures out there and athletes that love our country, but it's time to hit them where it hurts, and that's in their wallet. Stop tuning in, stop watching, and they'll shut the fuck up real quick.
Yes, they will. They will shut the heck up real quick. Unfortunately, it won't be as quick as we think. They will stick their guns for a while for two reasons. Number one, because they can afford to. Okay, they're not in a position where they're living day to day, you know, neither the athletes nor the managers nor the owners. They're okay if attendance drops quite a bit. But perhaps the more important reason that this isn't going to happen quickly, even if we do make a full-blown concerted effort, is because not enough of us are going to make a full-blown concerted effort. We're still going to go. Look, let's face it. You know, sports, that's as American as it gets when it comes to distractions. And as Aubrey Huff said, you know, that's why we go to sporting events. That's why we watch on TV. We're not there to talk about politics or to think about politics or to look at culture or anything. We're there because we want to enjoy good We want to enjoy athletes. We want to watch, you know, men taking on men in battles that don't involve death. You know, usually don't involve death. Sometimes I guess they do. And there's even women's sports that a lot of people will tune into and watch. Okay? This is what we do. This is as American as it gets. And yet, them turning it into a political and a cultural, what's the best word for it? Turning everything into a statement. We don't need them to make a statement. Okay? Shame on Colin Kaepernick, because let's face it, this goes back to him. He ruined sports. He ruined sports in America. Now, he's pushed the first domino, but it was probably going to happen no matter what. At some point, these activists were going to get a hold of everybody. They've had a hold of Hollywood for decades, okay? And there's a reason why. I don't know if you guys remember the movie Zero Dark Thirty. That movie should have won Oscars. It did not. Why? Because the social justice warriors were not happy about a movie that, keep in mind, the movie was starred a radical leftist, okay? And yet they were not happy about a movie that portrayed torture as, you know, something that actually worked, okay? It's revisionist history. They don't want this rather truthful telling of the tale of the killing of Osama bin Laden. They don't want to, you know, basically glorify that torture, as bad as torture is, and I'm not supporting torture, but it worked. It worked, okay? Not always. And there were many examples where it was definitely foul and unnecessary, but they already went after Hollywood, and they won that battle, and they're continuing to win it every day. Major League Baseball, kneeling. NBA, you know, just yesterday, Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, you know, received a rather polite tweet, basically, from somebody, a fan, who's saying, look, you know, can't wait for the season, you know, gotta get this going, yada, yada, yada. You know, I just really hope that that Mark Cuban makes a statement and opposes his players kneeling. Well, you know, his response was bye. Mark Cuban says bye. That's it. Retweeted, quote tweet, bye. He's saying, look, I support this. And then he came out. He was attacked by Ted Cruz, who then he counterattacked Ted Cruz. And it was brutal because Ted Cruz, you know, does this stuff for a living. Mark Cuban does not. He's not very good at this stuff. And so he went out there and he was talking about, you know, what he's doing with China, the NBA's history with recent history with the Chinese Communist Party and pandering to their demands and all this other stuff. And now with kneeling for Black Lives Matter movement and opposing whatever it is that they hate about America, you know, this is ridiculous. It's been happening in the NFL and the NBA and now Major League Baseball. It's across the board. We're not going to be able to get sports back. We're not. You know, not until they hear from us. And they hear from us through silence. They hear from us by us not tuning in. I am proud to acknowledge that as a avid sports fan in the past, that I no longer watch professional sports. None of them. Okay? I don't. I used to watch, I mean, every Sunday, Monday night, and whatever Thursday nights they had football games on, I was there. I watched them. It was what I enjoyed doing. I watched probably, I would say, 30, 40 NBA games before the playoffs, and then throughout the playoffs, I would watch most games. Major League Baseball, I used to, gosh, back in the 80s and through the 90s, I used to watch literally every game that the New York Mets played. Over the years, I've gotten more busy. Got family, you know, family of, gosh, how many kids do I have now? Four kids, a wife. Building a business, you know, getting into politics, all this stuff. Yes, I haven't had much time, but then even if I did, I couldn't handle it, couldn't watch it anymore. Not after Colin Kaepernick, not after so many things. It wasn't just Kaepernick, it was other things as well. But I am proud that I have turned my back on sports. And this is not, people will say, oh, you know, but isn't that cancel culture? No. Okay, there's a big difference between not liking what someone says and going out there and publicly saying, oh my gosh, you know, this person, that, this, don't buy Goya Foods, or kick this person out, you know, don't let Kevin Hart host the Oscars or whatever, you know, over past stuff. That's completely different. Boycotting, which is what I'm recommending for all professional sports. And if you want to take that all the way down, I wish I had the gumption, the skill, the whatever, I wish I was strong enough to not watch college football, but I still do. It's the only fix I get now anymore. You know, we need to stop watching it because, again, this isn't cancel culture. This is a matter of taking people, taking organizations, taking industries that absolutely despise us and our worldview and our political perspectives and the candidates that we support. They hate us. Why are we giving them our money? Seriously, we give them our money. You say, well, I don't go to the games. I just watch on TV. Okay, so your eyeballs are worth something. They are. They're worth something to advertisers. They're worth something to the, you know, these lucrative television deals, these lucrative streaming deals. It's not just about going to the stadium. Stop watching. Stop buying their merchandise. Stop talking about them. I know it's hard, okay? It was hard for me. Like I said, avid sports fan. And yes, I'm still stuck with college football. But that might change. We'll see. I haven't seen exactly what's happening. If I start seeing kneeling, you know, rampant in college football, I'm not going to stop watching the sport over one or two players. But if it starts to become ubiquitous in college sports, that especially college football, where kneeling during the national anthem, basically saying, I hate this country. That's what they're saying. They're saying, I hate this country. They would say, oh, no, I oppose this, I oppose that. Look, guys, there are better times to oppose something. Better times than in the middle of a sporting event or just before. This is what, you keep in mind, I completely disagreed. When Chuba Hubbard, the running back, Heisman Trophy candidate, you know, likely first-round draft pick for the NFL, the running back for Oklahoma State, I couldn't stand his message. Okay, his message pertaining to Coach Gundy's OAN shirt during a fishing trip. His message was, you know, I won't, you know, some things have to change. I won't participate in activities as long, you know, until something happens. Look, I disagree with the message. I think it's idiotic to go after somebody over a shirt, especially your coach. But with that said, at least he's doing it on Twitter. At least he's not, you know, kneeling before a game. Now, if he kneels before a game, totally different story. Okay, if people want to follow people on Twitter, that's their people. Doesn't matter if you're Aubrey Huff, Chuba Hubbard, you know, J.D. Rucker. You know, we're all just people on Twitter. But when you're going out there, whether you're getting your scholarship or earning a degree or getting paid millions of dollars to entertain us as an athlete, don't use that as your platform to express your political views. That's not what you're getting paid for. You're not getting paid because of your brilliant political analysis. You're not getting paid because of your incredible activism. Okay, so Colin Kaepernick is getting paid because he's a much better activist than he ever was a football player. But still, most of you aren't getting paid for that. You're getting paid to play sports. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play sports, to play games. Okay, talk about entitlement. People talk about entitlement all the time nowadays. That's entitlement. Don't use that platform. And as long as you are, I will not watch. And I strongly recommend, guys, you can't complain if you're still watching. I'm sorry. You can say all you want. If you don't watch, if you've boycotted them for already, or you plan to boycott them in upcoming seasons, great. Okay, speak up. Like me. But if you're still watching and then complaining about it, okay, so you're paying them to do this. You are. If you go to a game, if you buy the merchandise, if you watch on television, online, streaming, whatever, then you are literally paying them to be social justice activists on your time. Okay? Your precious time spent watching sports should not be spent watching activism. And yet you're going to pay them. If you don't, look, I am all for speaking out and letting them know. But don't be a hypocrite about it. Actually stop watching them. We've got to. You know, Huff's right. We can turn this around. We can make them listen. Because we're not asking them to change their position. Okay? They want to tweet about it. They want to talk about it off the field. They want to create organizations. Okay? And go out there and become actual activists. Great. Go for it. I don't care. Okay? That's good. Don't do it on the field. Don't do it before games. Don't do it after games. Don't do it in the middle of games. Just play sports. You're blessed. Stop throwing away that blessing for the sake of literally just virtue signaling, because that's all this is. It's virtue signaling. They're not actually thinking that they're going to change the world by kneeling. Okay? They're making a statement. It's a personal statement. It's a statement about their perspective on our time. And if you watch it, you're supporting that. You're literally paying them to do this. So if you oppose it, then stop watching. Period. Anyway, I am J.D. Rucker. That wraps it up for me today. You guys, hopefully, Lord willing, we will be back soon. But in the meantime, stay strong, stay safe. God bless.